Hey guys, welcome back to the Discovery Playlist podcast. First of all, I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening and supporting this podcast. It means a lot to me. It kind of blows my mind that people are actually listening to me talk about music. And yeah, let's keep it going. Let's discover new music together. I know this is also probably, it's going to be about 2 days late now. I said I was going to post every Sunday, and it is now Monday night at 10 p.m., and I'm just making this right now. So I apologize for the inconsistency. I had a crazy weekend, and I was out of town and didn't really have time to record a podcast for you all, but here I am, kind of making up for it. I thought about just not doing one and doing like an extra long one next Sunday, but you know, I decided not to do that. So today I want to talk about this band. They're a country pop band. I say pop because they're not super, super twangy like a lot of country music is, and I quite enjoy them, and I'm not a huge country fan. So this band, they've been around for, probably about 10 years now. They're called Lady Antebellum. I first saw them in concert. They opened up for Keith Urban, and I was like, oh, they're actually like super good. And so I decided to start listening to their music, and they actually are pretty good. If you guys haven't heard their song, Need You Now, you've been living under a rock, because that song was huge, like 5-6 years ago. And they just keep coming back with new music, and it's super fun to listen to. Fun fact, the girl singer, her name's Haley Scott, she actually tried out for American Idol and did not go anywhere with that. And the fact now she's in this hugely successful country band, it just blows my mind what American Idol is letting go of. Sorry, I think I'm catching a little bit of a cold because I've been sneezing and coughing a lot, so I apologize if that happens throughout this podcast. So Lady Antebellum just came out with a new album called Ocean. They've had a few singles from that album out, and they just released the whole album on Friday, this past Friday. Now, I've listened to, a couple of their songs, like, when they were singles, and they're good, like, they're slower, so I wasn't hugely, like, excited about it. You kind of have to be in a certain mood to listen to their slower stuff. And then they came out with this song called Ocean, the title track, and it's really good. I really enjoy it. I was listening to it on repeat for like a week. And no, I don't have the lyrics memorized because I'm terrible with lyrics, but I just love the song. Like, for me, music touches my soul by melody. I love melodies. It doesn't matter really what the lyrics are. Sometimes I hear a song and I'm like, okay, this lyric is good. It means something to me. But most of the time, I listen to a song because it has a cool melody or a sweet hook or something that just gets me. So, Ocean. That's the song you guys should check out from Lady Antebellum. They have a lot more albums that are really good. Like, Need You Now is a huge one. I mean, they have tons of songs. I'd have to go back and look at all my favorites, but I kind of want to focus on this new album because I've been listening to it and it just came out. So, kind of free promotion for them. Ocean. Go get it, download it, stream it, buy a disc, buy a record, however you want to do it. Support these guys because they're super talented. But there's another song on it that I love, like absolutely love, even more than Ocean. It's called Let It Be Love. And like I said, I love a good melody. And this one has a fantastic melody, especially in the pre-chorus. It just touches me, and that's like my favorite part to listen to of the song. So go listen to it, and then you'll see why I love it. If you don't, that's fine. I'll find an artist that we can all appreciate together, but I wanted to focus on that song because I've been listening to it on repeat. So, yeah. Good stuff. What else can I say about Lady Antebellum? It's two guys and a girl. I think they went to high school together. Started a band, you know, got signed to label after label. I think they were dropped from a label and then went to Big Machine, which is what Taylor Swift is going, or was a part of. And now she's having some issues with them, and yeah, no good. So I hope they treat their artists well. The ones that stick with them, because what's happening with Taylor Swift kind of sucks. And I mean, there's two narratives, right? There's her narrative and their narrative. And we're only seeing what they want us to see. And that could be just a huge publicity thing. It may not even be real, but you know, the music industry is about making money, as well as making good music, but it depends on who's running the show. Now, Scooter Braun, we all know Scooter from Justin Bieber. He's his manager, and it, like, yeah, he was cool. He was helping this 12, 13-year-old boy make it big, and now he just purchased Big Machine, and it's just causing some issues with Taylor. Even Justin Bieber and Taylor are kind of feuding a little bit by this. But there's also tons of artists that support Taylor. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it all. And I'm really sad that that's the topic that is taking over on this podcast. Because Lady Antebellum signed with them. I think they were with Capitol Records, and then for whatever reason, they've signed with Big Machine, so that's why that is relevant. So, Ocean, go check it out. It's got some great, great tracks on it. Pictures is another good one. All Right is another good track. And they're just super talented. I mean, I need to listen to the album more and kind of get more of a feel of it, but I love it, so go check out the songs, support the artists, and yeah, it's all good. Oh, excuse me. Also, I guess we'll move on to a different artist. This artist is huge. She's Canadian. We all know her song, My Heart Will Go On, from Titanic. Yep, you know it, Celine Dion. Now, a lot of people, it's strange, a lot of people don't like Celine Dion, and I don't know why, my dad being one of them. She's super talented, and she's, you know, she can belt out a tune. But she just came out with an album the same day, on Friday, and it's called Courage. And for a while, I was listening to some songs that she put out before it came out, obviously. And one of them was called Courage. Excuse me. And it's such a good song. I don't know why I love it. But my favorite part is in the beginning, in the verses, just the way the melody is. But I was listening to it, and this is where the lyrics kind of were more impactful to me. She's talking about, to me, I felt like she's talking about a lover. And if you don't know, Celine Dion was married to her longtime manager, Rene Charles. And he passed away in 2016 of cancer. And so she hadn't put out any music from then. And so this album's kind of special because there's a lot of songs about him. And, well, to me, I think they're about him because it just kind of makes sense. Like, the narrative of the song, I'm like, oh, yeah, that could totally be about her husband, late husband. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so sorry. I hope I don't cough the whole way through because that would be awful. I think my throat is just a little bit dry. Yeah. Anyways, so back to Celine. So the song Courage, it's very slow. It's a ballad for sure. But if you listen to the lyrics, you could see how it's about her late husband, because she talks about, like, having conversations that she'll never have with her husband, and just, there's lyrics in there that you'll be like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. She has another song on there called Imperfections, and that one's more upbeat, and I really like that one. That one's in my playlist. Same with Courage. On my way home, I was listening to Courage. It was like the last song that I was playing before I got home. So it's kind of fresh in my mind. And so, yeah. So Celine Dion and Lady Antebellum, go check out their new albums. Go check out their previous works. You know, that's all I can really say about that. Celine Dion's huge. She's just amazing. Just the sheer talent. And I've watched her in some interviews. And she's actually kind of funny. She's a little, well, she's not that hard to understand. But you can tell she's very French. And she's very funny, and she can sing, and she loves to sing, and oh, she's just amazing. She's killing it right now. Super proud of her, because this is her first album without her husband and manager, and I mean, it's fantastic. She collaborated with a lot of artists, and I think Sam Smith even wrote a song on this album for her, and like, it's just, it's incredible what she can do. So, Celine Dion, go check her out. Courage and Imperfections are really good. And I did listen to a majority of her album, but I just can't think of all my favorites. I have to keep listening to it. And that's why these episodes of this podcast are getting hard, because if I love something enough, then I'll just stick with it for weeks, and so it's kind of difficult, but anyways, you know, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, you can email me at discoveryplaylist@gmail.com, you can even send me a voice message on Anchor, and you know, do that. That's cool. Thank you all again for the support, and maybe I'll come out with some announcements soon. I don't know. I would love to hear the feedback. Yeah. Hope you guys have a good night, and we will send something out on Sunday. Hopefully I find something new. I might just keep talking about Celine Dion, which probably a lot of you won't like as much. Thank you all again for listening to the previous episodes, and especially Maisie Peters and Adam Neely. means so much to me that we can all connect through our music, from our taste in music. So, yeah, everyone, hope you all have a fantastic week, and I will send something out on Sunday. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.